The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pet Talk. I'm with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. Todd St. Orris is in the house with Gulf Coast Air Care. Came in and said, I want to hear Stevie Wonder this morning. So we were jamming. We almost forgot about the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what we're doing?
We were dancing away. It was fun. Okay. So back to business. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our sponsor for this half hour is Gulf Coast Air Care. Todd St. Orris, the owner, is here. He and I go way back, known you for a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are just a pillar of the community. You're involved with everything, and you guys do great service and have been around how many years now?
We're in our 31st year.
Wow.
doing customer service work.
That says a lot, because if you're not any good,
it's hard to get 31 years.
Yeah.
We were talking the other day, we had a new kid, you know, and so we were talking about, and they just got on this job that was, it was super funky. It was woolly and it was moldy and it needed a bunch of attention. And then the lady was overjoyed. She was absolutely over the moon, you know, and we got to talking about all the stuff we've seen in the last 30 years of being in the dust cleaning and indoor air quality business. And, you know, we're kind of specialized, Meg. We have a lot of stuff that other companies don't want to do. I'm an HVAC contractor in Florida and Alabama. You have to be in the state of Florida to do duct cleaning. But we don't do traditional full-on HVAC because we have so many companies that send their work to us because we specialize in the, you know, the duct. So we have a lot of guys that, like, we'll handle the equipment, you handle the duct. And I'm like, fine, that's great. And so we see some crazy stuff out there, and they send it over to us because they're like, oh, yeah, we got somebody that can take care of this. You know,
yeah,
like,
so you get all the fun stuff.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, rodents and moldy situations and – you know, and then really puzzling building science issues, you know, and that's why we go around with things like the, where's our hygrometer?
He's right there, sitting on the phone.
Oh, okay, I see it. It's on the phone.
And I've got mine with me. Yeah, he gave me one to take home.
Yeah, right.
So explain what that is real quick.
So a hygrometer is just an extra tool that everybody should have at their house because it'll give you temperature and humidity, and it's portable. You can move it around.
Yeah, I love it. I've been looking at it. So I'm ranging between 46%.
Oh, that's good.
Is that good?
Under 50 is great. And then over 50 is, you know, that's in the comfort zone. If you get above 60 on a consistent basis, you're going down the road for mold. And that's what a lot of people send over to us. They're like, oh, you need to deal with these guys because we specialize in taking care of those issues.
Well, I have it sitting on my counter, so I was looking at it, and then it was at 57% yesterday. I thought, gosh, that's interesting.
Well,
and today,
we get a little rain
this morning, 64%.
Right.
But I don't have any windows open or anything.
The outdoor weather migrates into the indoor weather.
Yeah, and I couldn't figure that out. I was like, how'd that happen?
Part of what we do as our specialty is figure out building envelope and how to best utilize the HVAC to make the best indoor environment. Because if you look at weather outside today, you want to be in indoor weather today. You don't want to be in outdoor weather.
Definitely.
My guys are out there working in this. It's like, oh, this is never fun. But so we pride ourselves on trying to make the best situation for people in the indoor weather, you know, and days like today and this kind of weather pattern. We may have some elevated humidity this week. So if you're cooling, you'll take that humidity out. If your air conditioner is in cool mode.
Right.
If you're air conditioning. But if it's off or if it cycles through heat, and I don't think we're in heat mode anymore. You haven't had your heater on, have you?
Oh, no, not mine. I have to choose between the two.
Right, yeah.
So my setting, so.
And we had one recently where they had both going on, and they were having the heat run at the same time as the cool, and it wasn't.
So
we got all the tools out, and we're like, hang on, this is supposed to be really simple. And we figured out that it was a complicated thermostat that somebody didn't know how to operate. And, you know, somebody else put it in, they moved in there, and then it was just, you know. So we were helping people trying to figure out, you know, like, okay, why do we have a $700 power bill?
Oh, my
gosh. And that side of the house is not cooling, and it was before. And it was a thermostat setting of all things.
Interesting.
Yeah, and a thermostat that's made by a computer company is not as good as a thermostat that's made by a company in the HVAC industry or that arena.
Well, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
You know? Yeah,
that makes sense.
I'm not calling them out by name because a lot of people, you know, if you're a Mac person, if you're an Apple person, you love everything about, but sometimes their stuff just doesn't gel with the rest of the industry, so to speak. So,
mm-hmm. No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you know, and that's why when I'm doing anything that I don't understand or you know, it's just human nature to do to get a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And you really are comprehensive and really can come in and look at a place,
well,
no matter the size.
Years.
Yeah, I was going to say, no matter the size, from a condo to a business, right? You pretty much cover the gamut.
Right. So back to the original story, this young guy, you know, we get back from that crazy job and we're like, oh my gosh, you should have seen this one time. Oh, you should have seen this one when he did. Oh, I remember when we had, you know, and we just, it kind of went on for a little bit. It's like, wow, yeah, we've done a lot of different things over the years. And, you know, all that experience we bring to the table when you call us, you can call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, we'll help you. And if it's not something we do, we got the magic little black book of the people that we refer over,
mm-hmm.
you know, our trading partners, so to speak, or people that we know, like insulation maybe, or, you know, mold remediation that's not related to HVAC, or, you know, people ask me, hey, you got an electrician? Like, yeah, I do have an electrician.
Excellent.
You know, so, and occasionally you want a bath fan. We can put in a bath fan for you, but you might have to have an electrician drop a switch leg or something like that. So we want to have somebody that can help you get there the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what 30 years in Pensacola and in the business has done for us, which we offer to customers.
Well, having those relationships is key. I mean, that's really great.
Yeah. And you know, I spent a lot of time on the board when you were running the chamber,
mm-hmm.
The Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce,
mm-hmm.
and that taught me about business,
yes.
and about, you know, dealing with people and dealing with, you know, I had a customer service basis pretty well, but, you know, it just rounded out my whole scope of, you know, how we operate in the community.
Well, I'm still very old school. I'm a big believer in networking, and I'm a big believer in in-person networking.
Face-to-face
not just,
is
not
the
just
best,
on the,
isn't it?
Social media is great, and it's a wonderful way to promote yourself. However, I still think having a handshake, seeing somebody in the eye, talking to them directly, can't be replaced.
Yeah, and that's why we go out and do an estimate and an inspection and talk to you. Because
mm-hmm.
we can quote you kind of how we quote it over the phone. And a lot of people come to us on the duct cleaning side, and they're like, well, how much is it?
Oh, right.
You know, they're just price shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, well, you can't buy a diamond ring, 2 carats, for $20.
Right.
You can't get a duct cleaning job for $99.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think that, buyer beware, because, you know, you're just going down the wrong road. And there's companies out there that are selling 2 carat diamond rings for $20.
Right.
They're selling duct cleaning for $99. It's a total bait and switch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, which we've been proud members of for a long time, certified, work to their standards. You know, they have tools that help you determine, like, man, what, you know, how much should this cost? And am I getting taken for a ride? And I had one recently, the guy said, well, they came in and hooked up this machine, ran it for 30 minutes, and it was this big vacuum cleaner thing, and he said we were good to go after that.
Hmm.
Well, we went out there. Oh, the trunk line hadn't been touched.
Oh,
and they
gosh.
Didn't run any tools through. I just felt bad for the guy, and they started out at about $150, and then they bait and switched him up a little bit. And by then, he knew, like, and so he called one of our trading partners, and he said, I need my ducts cleaned. They said, we have a guy who specializes, da, da, da. And then so it rolled over as a referral to us, and when I got there and talked to him, I sent Sam out there,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, oh, man, I kind of knew, I kind of felt that, but
right.
I wasn't sure.
Right.
So, and, you know, it was that face-to-face, you know, put him at ease, mm-hmm. explain. And we took pictures of what they said they had done, and it wasn't done.
Right.
You know, so that's one of the things that you get with Gulf Coast Air Care. And we want to help you, and, you know, I live in the community too. I want the best thing for everybody.
Of course.
Here locally.
Of course. If you just joined us, we're talking with Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care on Pep Talk. If you've got a question, I mean, now is the time. It's springtime. I'm sure people are starting to crank on that AC.
Got
a question? Then text it in at 850-437-1620.
Right.
Now tell me, speaking of spring, so we talked a little bit about this last time, but what should people be looking for right now? I mean, as far as prevention or getting inspected, is this the time to do it?
It is, absolutely. So we got 6 or 7 long months ahead of us of hard air conditioning season. And that's what everybody's system is or should be built for. They're not always like that. But at a very minimum, you want to have somebody doing a seasonal checkup and an inspection on your air conditioner equipment and your ductwork. You need to find the drain line because that drain line is going to drain water all summer long. If it doesn't drain out, you're going to have a flood. So now's the time for prevention to start looking at the stuff that, because it's upcoming. You know, it's like hurricane prep, which, you know, nobody wants to talk about that.
That's a whole other subject.
And nobody wants to talk about, you know, that big 4th of July party we're having, the air conditioner lays down. Well, if you'd have looked in April or May or early part of June when that thing was just starting to run, it will show you, the air conditioner will give indications to a trained professional if it needs attention. So that's why you want to have, at a minimum, and a lot of people say, oh, I want to get it looked at twice a year. Well, our heating season is not nearly as severe as our air conditioning season.
That's very true.
Although we had 10 inches of snow this year, so, you know,
might
that
be accepted.
Theory
yeah, that's
goes
true.
Out the window.
That's true. Now, is there a fee if I called you and said, hey, I'm not sure that my ducts are making noise or there's something going on?
Yeah, we get tons of questions.
Do you come out? Is that there a service?
No, we do free inspections. Okay. And we do that face-to-face. You know, we want to help you. You know, and a lot of times when we go out to do an estimate or inspection, the customer has the biggest piece of information on what's going on. You live there. You're acclimated to, you know, your thermostat, you know, your how, you know, this room doesn't cool down like this one does, or, you know, the dryer's taking forever to do a load of towels. We don't know that. You know, I mean, we can get out there and see that, but that's why we like to go out and do free estimates and inspections to kind of figure out what's going on. And then when it can explain to you our process and we can understand your house, your building, your HVAC system, and set the expectation for what's going to happen next.
Right, right. And come up with a plan.
Right. You know, and I'm 30 years in, and I still get calls every week of, you know, like, well, I've never had this done. I don't know anything about duct cleaning. Like, what? Really? So, but, you know, there's people out there that haven't thought of it, or maybe they're new homeowners or whatever. And so they call us, and a lot of times they'll search. And they'll say, oh, yeah, well, how much is it? And I'm like, yeah, not $99. It's
right.
Not $99.
Right.
You know, and so you go on our website, GulfCoastAirCare.com. We've got a lot of information. We've got links to other places. You know, the Better Business Bureau is one of those things that, you know, they look out for people. And they have a link to, you know, what the expectations should be and all that sort of thing. So
also, I think it's important when you see businesses that are members of the community, members of the local area chambers, that all counts, in my opinion, for their credibility.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's a commitment, you know, financially, and it's a commitment to excellence. It's a you know, with the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, I have to sign a consumer's, you know, not Bill of Rights, I'm drawing a blank, but, you know, I have to sign a code of conduct type of situation to where if you're going to clean ductwork for these people and be an ADCA member, you have to do the right thing. And their standards are international, you know, they go by code. And there's a bunch of them out there. You know, we had some storm chasers came through and set up shop and were here long term.
Oh, that's scary.
Legally, they got chased out of the business and out of the country and sued and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, people call us and say, well, you know, how do we know? Well, the difference is price. You know, it's not a $99 deal.
Right.
And, you know, like a $5 wash and go for your car is way different than a full detail. And there's a huge difference in
price.
That's
a good analogy, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's $5 for wash and go, $7. And then the full detail is a couple hundred bucks. You know, and the difference is a lot.
Yes, very different.
Significant. You know.
Very different.
And you know, our industry is kind of similar that way. But when you have a company that's been around 30 years and there's companies all over Santa Rosa, Escambia, Okaloosa, over into Baldwin County that have a deal with us that say, you guys handle the equipment or you handle the duct and we'll handle the equipment, I'm fine with that because that's our strength, and we want people to know that. So if you want to get in touch with us or if somebody's referred you over to us, 850-934-2768, GulfCoastAirCare.com, you know, and that will get you, it gets the ball rolling. You know, Vanessa will take your information, kind of get your info. And before we go out, we look, it's like, okay, what do they got going on?
How old is the building?
Yeah, how old is the house? And it's like, oh, here we go. Rats and noise in the attic. House built
squirrels.
In the 50s. Flat roof.
Squirrels.
Like, uh-oh. Yeah. Squirrels.
Squirrels. And one of your previous newsletters, I loved it, was one of the titles of the article said, if it ain't broke, let's not fix it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to confess, when it comes to air conditioning, things like that, that's kind of how I am because I don't know enough about it. So tell me, Todd, what do I need to look for? What are the signs before it completely breaks down that there might be a problem?
A lot of people will call us. They say, I got black stuff all around the ceiling. Well,
ooh.
So that's kind of indicative of there's several things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are trivial and some of them are pretty significant. And we want to come out and verify that, yeah, I mean, is there suspect microbial growth in that system or is it just the gap around the air conditioner vent between that and the ceiling, the sheetrock? You know,
I remember last summer I had there was all this condensation when you have a unit in a small apartment, but all this condensation there and it was actually starting to puddle.
Yeah.
And it was just because it was running all the time because it was so hot.
Well, and if your air conditioner's too big,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't run long enough to pull the humidity out.
Oh.
So it gets super cold. You know, I need 2.5-ton system and I have a 3.5 or 4-ton system. And the guy that sold it to me, he made great money selling me 4 tons, but now it only runs for 7 minutes and shuts off.
Okay.
The cycle should be 14 minutes. And these are just numbers that we're using for illustration purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that thing runs for 7 minutes and shuts off. And it should run for 16 minutes per cycle because it cools down on the front end of the cycle and it pulls humidity down on the back end of the cycle.
Okay, that's
and
very interesting.
And so if it's too big, the thermostat says, hey, I'm at 75 degrees, I'm done, and it shuts off. Well, you know, the latent load or the humidity is like, I go out on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And, the latent load never gets taken care of. And then you have drippy vents.
Right.
You know, humidity, it's just cold and clammy. It's not cool and crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a function of the air conditioning, the duct system, and the building envelope all as one system. And that's the way we approach duct cleaning and indoor air quality and all that. We want to look at the whole building and the whole scenario as one system because, you know, if it's not clean and healthy, energy efficient, and comfortable, what's the point?
Right, right.
You know, that's what everybody wants.
And then
wants.
You pay a high energy bill.
Right, right, right. Yeah. So why are you giving, FPL $700 a month when there's a specialist talking to you right now that can tell you, I can figure that out. I've been figuring it out for 30 years.
So the best bet is to have somebody from your team come out and take a look. Because my next question is, and when do I know that the air conditioner needs to be replaced? When it has finally puffed its last puff.
Boy, air conditioners have changed over the years.
To last longer.
Yeah, yeah. To be more energy efficient. But they don't last longer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still see some 8 SEER units. A SEER is like a mild per gallon rating. So I mean, these things have really wide fins. They're really kind of inefficient, and they're extremely they do the job well. They pull the humidity out, but they're energy hogs. They use a lot more energy.
Right.
So the new stuff to get energy efficiency out of the new equipment, the fins are thinner. They're not nearly as durable, and used to have 8 fins per inch. Now you got 16 fins per inch.
Oh my goodness.
So imagine the amount of water that's held in that. It's a radiator basically inside there. Imagine the amount of water that's held in 8 fins per inch and 16 fins per inch. We're getting off into the weeds and the technical
stuff.
No,
it's really interesting to me.
But, you know, and they've changed the refrigerant because of the climate issues and all that kind of stuff. So, and the government has. They've stuck their nose into places where maybe they don't belong, and then they've started to pull back a little bit. But we keep evolving into different refrigerants. And so if your unit's more than 15 years old, it's time for somebody to do a true assessment on what's going on. And then probably the ductwork it may be on its second or third or fourth air conditioner.
Right.
So when the house was built in the 70s and there's a certain way they did duct construction then, mm-hmm. it's different than now. Mm-hmm. And we've put in two air conditioners since then, and we're about to put in a third. And the efficiency has changed. The airflow's a little different. Maybe we live in a little different. We don't have little kids anymore, you know, as we get older. Or as the house has changed, we've added on a porch in the back, mm-hmm. and we've, you know, remodeled and done just different things. Storm damage. There's so many factors right. that go into it.
Right.
And that's why, as specialists, we want to talk with you, do an inspection, get the actual information, and then figure out, you know, the solution, which it, I often say it's an equation. Mm-hmm. Because if you have an equation with an equal signs, if you change one side, you're going to get a different result on the other side. So you need to know what you're talking about or what you're changing, and you can't do that over the phone. You can't do that by not going out and not doing an inspection and, you know, getting up in that attic and putting a visual on the duct system, the insulation, like, oh, look, 40 pounds of rat droppings up here. This is not good. So,
oh, my gosh.
You know, and it happens.
Yeah.
So, you know, the biggest question I get related to this is, well, I got a mold issue because I got that black stuff around the ceiling that we're right. talking about. What do we do for that? Well, the remediation, the renovation of the duct and HVAC system is one thing. And then added on that ultraviolet light at the source of that, which is that wet evaporator coil that's dark, it's the right temperature in there. Mm-hmm. If you put the ultraviolet light in that place, it's protection. It eliminates that growth from coming back in a lot of cases. So don't ever run your fan in the on position all the time.
Oh, really? I know somebody that does that.
It pushes that moisture right down the duct.
They told me to do that. They said, put your fan on all the time because that'll help with the humidity. And I thought, I don't know. I'm going to ask Todd.
Yeah, it helps the humidity. It helps it get right into the ductwork and right into the house.
Interesting.
Because when it cycles off, when it's on all the time, it just runs continuously. The air mm-hmm. is pushing against that coil, pushing the airflow. When it cycles off, all that water drains out of the coil and out that drain line. And then we start fresh when the new cycle comes in.
Wow.
So don't run your fan in the on position. That is a big no-no. Don't do that.
So. Well, we've got about a minute left, so what would you like to mention? I guess most important is get things inspected now before you get into the season.
The May newsletter's coming. I have a discount on the ultraviolet light installation this month.
Oh, good. Okay. But
we just got a new shipment of UV lights in. We got in under the – I don't think there's going to be any tariff stuff. We're buying stuff that's made in America. Mm-hmm. But we offered a discount for the ultraviolet light. Call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. We're in Gulf Breeze. We moved from 22 years in Gulf Breeze proper down the highway a little bit, and we're in a great new warehouse.
It's
just an awesome spot for us. It's better. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com, and we want to help you get to the best indoor air quality situation and, you know, healthy, comfortable, and energy efficient. That's our goal.
And if I want to be on the newsletter, can I just sign up on the website?
Absolutely. You can do a request, info@gulfcoastaircare.com. You can send us a note or just call Vanessa. I end up with these stacks of notes on my desk. Hey, so-and-so wants to get the newsletter. So
great.
850-934-2768 and gulfcoastaircare.com on the web. God, so fun to talk to
I know.
To
Todd St.
We're both starving after the last show. So. But we're going to go forward.
All right. Todd, thank you so much for coming in on a rainy day. Really appreciate all that you do. And if you've been listening, the message I got was now is the time to get that inspection done. Because I want to have no issues this summer. I want my house to be cool and comfortable.
Get a hygrometer.
All right. Thanks. Gulf Coast Air Care on Pep Talk. We'll be back after the news.